State funding for capital projects was announced last week, and many projects in Wrangell fared very well. One is the Chief Shakes renovation project, which received $500,000 in capital funding from the state. And tribal leader John Martin says the funding will secure other grant backings as the project progresses.
We see it as the catalyst that are going to kick off a few more funders, and we should be able to do a lot of the work on Shakes Island. So we're kind of in a daze. We're happy, but all of a sudden you see the amount of work that has to be done and the organization it's going to take to get it. But our beautiful building in the harbor is going to be repaired, so we're really pleased to see that.
Martin says the $500,000 will kick off the project by paying for a group of master carvers to begin adzing work as well as teach adzing classes, along with the purchase of more timber and the purchase of storage units. He says if all goes as planned, the project will be completed by the spring of 2012. City Manager Tim Rooney says the Chief Shakes Tribal House is a resource to the community, and this funding will go a long way in improving the building.
When the governor was here last year, we really made a pitch for him to hopefully give them some of that funding. He did give them some funding last year. I think the state was pleased with how they were using those funds, and they know what a resource we have with that facility, and $500,000 for renovation of Chief Shakes Tribal House will make a huge difference.
Rooney says seven projects on the city's priority list were passed for state funding. And he says out of the $7.3 million requested, $6.3 million was approved. Along with the $500,000 for Chief Shakes Island Project, projects passed included $3.7 million for boatyard improvements, $1 million for work on Cassiar Street, $1 million for the Wrangell Medical Center Project, $25,000 for the library automation project, as well as $25,000 for an electrical vehicle study, and finally $67,000 for the Wrangell Radio Group. Rooney says overall, it was a very good year for Wrangell.
Well, the boatyard improvements will help quite a bit. With our travel lift, our boatyard has become very, very popular and busy, and the $3.7 million will go a long ways to improving that even further. The money for Cassiar, the money for the hospital project will definitely make an improvement.
The Wrangell Cooperative Association's John Martin thanks Senator Bert Stedman and Representative Peggy Wilson for their efforts and support of the Shakes Island project. Martin says adzing work will begin in mid-July. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.